Bob. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, doctor. All right. Yes, Bob here. I'm a middle-aged male, and I have been diagnosed about 5 years ago with celiac disease. And around the same time, my blood tests were elevated. My A1C was approaching 6.0. For the last 5 years, I've been on a really strict diet. I only drink water, so I don't drink any sugary drinks. And I've kept my sugar really low, below, let's say, 30 grams a day. Recently had a blood test, and my A1C is now 6.5, which now it's metformin time, which I want to avoid like the plague, by the way. And
I would, too.
Yeah, and so now I'm at 6.5, and my fasting glucose is above 150, and I'm underweight, so I'm not the standard type 2 person where, go lose 40 pounds and eat, eat well, and we can take you off the medicine. So right now I'm in basically all hands are on deck, and I'm just trying to figure out what my plan is and how I'm going to be able to lower my A1C and my fasting glucose without buying stock in J&J and Merck and all those folks.
Yes. Well, sir, a couple of things. One, the type of overweight diabetes you're talking about is usually called type 2 diabetes. And unfortunately, at Tahoma Clinic, we run into people who've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And when we run the appropriate tests, we find out they do not have type 2 diabetes. They have type 1. They may have looked like a type 2 to begin with, but now they have type 1. And guess what? Type 1 diabetes can be set off by gluten. And so that makes it kind of suspicious here, doesn't it? It can be triggered by gluten. You need to know whether you've got type 1 or type 2 to start with. There is a very simple
blood test. I've never been given a definitive answer on that when I've asked that. It seems you're absolutely correct. I've never gotten an answer.
Go to MeridianValleyLab.com. MeridianValleyLab.com. And read about the Kraft pre-diabetes test. It distinguishes from type 1 from type 2. Crystal clear, sir. It absolutely does. I've run it on a number of people who I thought were misdiagnosed, and sure enough, what it tells us is, this person has type 1. Now, what difference does that make? Well, the entire approach is different. For example, excuse me, but metformin or berberine, which is the botanical that's better than metformin, neither one is likely to do any good, because what they do is they work in type 2 to restore insulin sensitivity, but that's not the problem in type 1. The problem is there isn't enough darn insulin to begin with. And no, the answer is not to take insulin. The answer is to regenerate the pancreatic islet cells, and I'm happy to tell you that that is entirely possible if we catch it early enough. I've worked with folks who have gone from very, very low insulin levels to acceptable insulin levels of their own. But to do that, and let's say you are in this situation because the gluten can trigger type 1, and you find out you're type 1, you really need to be working with a doctor who can tell you, well, this is what it takes to regenerate pancreatic islet cells, because they are regeneratable if we catch them in time. Now, another thing, and then I'll shut up, and that is that in some people who are gluten sensitive, that gluten whangs into the gut and it sets up a barrier to absorption. So they can't absorb nutrients properly, and some of the key nutrients they need for helping things to get better aren't getting in. So it really does sound like you need to be working with a doctor who knows what they're doing in nutritional medicine, sir.
I would agree. Now, you said this twice, that if we catch it early enough. My history is I've had pancreatitis three times, going all the way back to the 1980s. And I'm wondering if I have some scarring going on with my pancreas way back then, which is impacting my blood results today. I think that's one thing I'm thinking is playing into this possibly.
You might, sir. And there are two tests that we can do for that. One of them checks the other half of the insulin molecule. No kidding. There is such a thing as the other half of the insulin molecule. It's called C-peptide. You get a blood test for C-peptide. Yay. What did it say?
It was low. It was like 1.5 to 2 or something. It was in the lower end of the spectrum.
Because the oh good part is it was at least within the spectrum. And those are the people who can get regenerated. Now, number two, Number two, there is a stool test that checks on the rest of the pancreatic function. You turn in this stool test, they look for undigested fat, undigested protein, undigested starch, and you see if that part of the pancreas needs help, which is not the insulin part, as you know. So I'm glad you've had the C-peptide. I'm not glad it's low normal, but I am glad it's within normal. And, sir, get on in to see a Thomas Clinic doctor. They can tell you, if nobody else can, and maybe another natural medicine doctor can too, just what steps you have to take to try to regenerate those islet cells.
Okay. And you mentioned absorption, and I've read a lot about that with celiac patients. Now, as recently as yesterday, I went in for an endoscopy just to check and see if I have refractory celiac disease and just see how the condition of my villi was. And according to the doctor, everything checked out fine. I mean, of course, he hasn't taken it to a pathologist and looked in the lab. Go ahead.
So I'm very sorry, sir, but just looking at it doesn't tell you a damn thing, excuse the language, about whether that barrier is in those cells and things aren't getting through. What one needs there are the things I was telling that other lady about. One needs to check the mineral analysis to see if the minerals are anywhere close to optimal. And if they are, so much the better. And the same thing with the amino acids and stuff, sir. So just looking doesn't help.
Okay. Who do you recommend I see in your clinic?
Where are you located, sir?
I'm in Seattle.
Can you tell me what part, just roughly?
Madison Park.
Okay, that's north of the Ship Canal?
That would be south of the Ship Canal. I'm very close to the UW, but I'm on the other side. Ship Canal is just to the north of me.
Okay, you're probably closer to our North Seattle clinic then. So I'd see any of the practitioners there. And the reason I'm mentioning any, sir, is that we have weekly doctors' meetings, and the doctors at the remote clinic, they're there via the good old Skype. And so if they have any questions about how to proceed once a week, and this happens, by the way, all the doctors at one time or another have questions, are discussed by all 11 of us. And so they get a really good backgrounding in everything they need to do, if they need that backgrounding.
Okay, and that's the clinic up in near Northgate? Is that where
that is? Yes, it's okay. A few blocks north of Northgate, sir.
Okay. Well, Dr. Wright, thank you for taking my call. You have a wonderful afternoon.
You too now, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.